Now we'll have a short intermission where we will have skill testing questions because no faculty science event can be complete without a quiz. When the quiz is finished, what will happen is that all the profs will sort of jump the queue and assemble roughly around the staircase or something. And you guys, just go talk to them. It's really true. People love to talk about the research, and they really appreciate if you come and talk to them. Now we will show the dean is not afraid of making a fool of himself on TV for the 14th time. Actually, 14 times 5, so that would be whatever that is. Anyway, we have 5 questions, and I have world experts in front of me here arrayed to check the perspectivity of your answers. The first question is from Ehab's talk, and I don't even know if I can pronounce this man, but I'll try. So what is a
Gynandromorph.
Thank you, Ehab. Yeah. Right here in the middle.
It's a mutation where it's like female and male parts.
Let me check with my expert panel. Indeed. There was a problem if anyone was here yesterday, which I attribute to the elastic band, which I'm avoiding. Just look out at me. I'm really bad at this. That's okay. Thank you for your answer. And from Callie Gehring's talk, Callie's question is, what do chaperones do in the context of the human cell? Yes, right here.
They help
Let me check with
Cal. Sure
you got it. Okay. Oh, it's not bad. I'll try to get somebody in the back. I'm getting overconfident. Virginia is an interesting question. It's funny sometimes how spookily related these talks are. So you note that there are a few big topics in science at a given time, you know, in a given person's lifetime. Climate change is one of them now. And you heard a couple of times today how that comes about in different ways and how evolution will react to it. Anyway, all of that. What was the first case of Lyme disease acquired in Quebec? When was the first case of Lyme disease acquired in Quebec reported? Yes, right in the middle? 2008. Indeed. These are very tough questions, though, and so we'll try to make it more tough now. From Wayne's talk, what is the freezing temperature of water saturated with sodium chloride in Fahrenheit and Celsius? Wait, oh, you put your hand down, right in front. Pardon me? And in Fahrenheit? It's a bit of a trick question. Oh, in fact, you actually know. Well, that's... That's right. That's the trick, because zero Fahrenheit was they saturated with salt to get that. That's why it's, I really can't get this. Okay. Oh, Lord. Yes, I'll be over soon, and as I said, that'll be bad. From Stefan's talk, where'd he go? Oh, there he is. Were you using an axe or a giant mallet?
No, it's an axe.
It's an axe, yeah, okay. Yeah, so sometimes you need a hammer for nails, or sometimes you just need a basic axe, I guess. Okay, what slogan was written on the back of his t-shirt in the photo? Right in the middle.
Real humanists make tools.
Indeed. Okay, before I do make fool of myself one last time, again, just to remind you, this will happen again tomorrow, the next day. There'll be 5 different people. There'll be great talks, because they always are great talks. And now the profs will jump the line, and please, oh, I made it. Please go and talk to them, all that. Thank you very much.